James, James, Chason, Chason, 8572. Today is 4/9/24. Our patient is a 51-year-old gentleman, works out in the field as a supervisor, but does a lot of walking, does a lot of activity every day. He comes in today for a yearly examination. His blood pressure has been a little bit elevated here in the office, but he says at home it's better. He's gained a few pounds. He about 5 pounds. He has a history of carotid stenosis, RVH, LVH, and definitely has sleep apnea, which was diagnosed, but he was never able to get the CPAP taken care of, so he's not using his CPAP at this time period. Past medical problems, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, sleep apnea, off CPAP at this time, surgery, Nissen surgery for reflux, and reconstruction of the right arm, right foot. Medication, Losartan, no. Irbesartan, 200 milligram once a day, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once a day. He's not off simvastatin. Last cholesterol was within normal limits. Recent colonoscopy under maintenance showed 12 polyps, some precancerous. He's under care of a gastroenterologist. Social, no smoking, no drinking. He's married. His wife just started a new business. He also does a lot of woodworking and has a lot of interest in doing woodworking. Family history, no history of colon cancers. There's COPD in father and mom's doing okay except for hypertension. Let's make a medication list. First of all, allergy none, then irbesartan 300 milligram once a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once a day on a separate sheet of paper. COVID immunization none, medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. On exam, he weighs 246 pounds, up 5 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 20, 80, 158 over 83. Heart positive, swim positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next true JVD skin shows, no rational, logical, non-focal. Assessment, number one, hypertension, number two, lose weight, number three, blood work is due in 3 months, number four, with history of sleep apnea, we'll check the testosterone level, number five, I recommended the Bongo, B-O-N-G-O, sleep apnea device, number six, he doesn't want to use a CPAP. Number seven, check blood work. Number eight, fatty liver. Next one is RVH. Next one is LVH. Next one is keep an eye on, on your blood pressure. Next one is if the blood pressure continues to be elevated. Patient will need additional medication. Next one is next number blood work was discussed with patient. Next one is BPH. Next one is carotid stenosis. Looks about the same with no significant change. Next number is I'm hoping the patient will lose more weight and become more active, and then we'll check his cholesterol in 3 months. He agrees. Thank you.